Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is December 6, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Mnuchin fine with Libra launch, but crypto project must fully comply with AML rules. Microsoft collaboration fuels 50% rally for Engine's cryptocurrency. Kadena blockchain taps healthcare data firm to track medical cannabis product. Asset manager secures SEC approval to create novel Bitcoin futures fund. Microsoft is using blockchain to help firms trust AI. Multicoin Capital hires principal in Asia as crypto VCs look east. Key Bitcoin price indicator turns bearish, but it may not be bad news. Now let's get started. Mnuchin fine with Libra launch, but crypto project must fully comply with AML rules. Steven Mnuchin, Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, has no issue with the launch of the Facebook-led Libra project as long as financial rules are followed. I am fine if Facebook wants to create a digital currency, but they need to be fully compliant with financial secrecy and anti-money laundering rules, he said Thursday, according to a Bloomberg report. In no way can this be used for terrorist financing. Mnuchin was speaking in Washington, D.C. at a hearing of the House Financial Services Committee in response to a question from a lawmaker. Since Libra was announced in June, much to the chagrin of the globe's regulators and central banks, Mnuchin indicated he's met with Facebook a dozen times to talk over regulatory concerns. That's slowed the pace of the payments project's move toward launch, he said. Libra will be a stablecoin for payments through Facebook platforms and other wallets and products and is likely to be pegged to a basket of national currencies and government bonds. At the hearing, Mnuchin also said the U.S. is unlikely to develop a digital currency in the near term, Bloomberg wrote. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and I have discussed this. We both agree that in the near future, in the next 5 years, we see no need for the Fed to issue a digital currency, Mnuchin said. The hearing saw questions over China's plans to launch a digital yuan in the near future. The European Central Bank also made comments recently that it might launch a digital currency if traditional payments methods are not improved for consumers. Powell has previously indicated that the Fed is evaluating a digital dollar, but the benefits are not yet clear. Microsoft collaboration fuels 50% rally for Engine's cryptocurrency. Microsoft's collaboration with blockchain gaming startup Engine has prompted a roughly 50% surge in the project's native token over a two-day period. Engine Coin (ENJ) started to rise sharply from Wednesday afternoon (UTC) as news spread of a rewards scheme from the tech giant that uses Engine technology and the Ethereum blockchain. Known as Azure Heroes, the scheme rewards community members with crypto collectibles or NFTs for good deeds, such as mentoring, providing demos, creating content and more. This is Engine's second major news-based rally this year, after Samsung added Engine's cryptocurrency to the blockchain key store on its flagship smartphone, the Galaxy S10, in March. At the time, prices rose by more than 70% on rumors surrounding the release. Since then, ENJ has declined from a high of around 25 cents down to as low as $0.046 on November 29. With the latest Microsoft-fueled rally, price peaked at around $0.1059 on Friday morning, UTC, CoinMarketCap data shows. At press time, the rally looks to be losing steam slightly, with prices down to $0.0987. As seen above, price action for ENJ had been stuck between two defined areas of support and resistance, between $0.051 and $0.068 for a period of about 72 days. In all likelihood, Engine Coin bulls were beginning to grow thirsty for more developments to light a fire under prices. Now it would seem their prayers have been answered with the sharp breakout prompted by this week's news. Rico Solo, a longtime investor in small-cap coins and an ENJ trader, said he plans to take around 25% profit on this rally to guard against further downside risk in prices. I bought in before the Samsung news in early 2019 and waited around for something major to happen. Unfortunately, I didn't sell at the top and the price dropped hard, he said. Kadena Blockchain taps healthcare data firm to track medical cannabis product. The first application on Kadena's public blockchain is a tracking platform for CBD oil. The platform is expected to launch after Kadena's smart contract becomes fully functional on January 15, 2020. The cannabis project is only the first step for Kadena to tap into the multi-billion dollar healthcare industry, Will Martino, the firm's CEO, said in an interview. We have much greater visions that include putting together a much larger healthcare data marketplace, Martino said. In the long term, Kadena hopes to achieve this goal via a partnership with Raleigh, North Carolina-based Rimedi, a technology firm that provides data services for pharmaceutical, healthcare and other life sciences companies and institutions. In particular, Kadena and Rimedi could provide clients with an immutable and auditable record-keeping platform that could accelerate the drug approval process with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Consumers will be able to scan QR codes on products and look up production records. Using prospective consumer feedback, Martino said Kadena could launch a similar platform for prescription drugs in the future. This validates purchasing and authenticity, especially useful in geographies and industries where fraud and quality concerns remain potentially life-threatening issues, Kadena said in a statement. In April, Rimedi became one of the members of an FDA-approved consortium to study the use of blockchain technology to track and verify specialty prescription drugs in several U.S. states with a focus on intra- and inter-health system medication transport and usage. With their deep experience in financial markets and transaction data, Kadena is a uniquely aligned partner for us, Rimedi CEO David Stefanich said in a statement. Kadena claims to have one of the most scalable proof-of-work platforms for facilitating cross-chain transactions. The firm announced mining on its mainnet had begun on November 4 with plans to raise an additional $20 million in a November token sale. The firm will enable miners to trade KDA tokens on December 17. People can use Kadena's smart contracts with the tokens starting on January 15. Asset manager secures SEC approval to create novel Bitcoin futures fund. The New York Digital Investment Group, NYDIG, has secured approval from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, to offer institutional investors shares of a new fund focused on Bitcoin futures. According to a filing published on an SEC database Monday, the NYDIG Bitcoin Strategy Fund, a portfolio fund in the Stone Ridge Trust V, will invest in cash-settled Bitcoin futures contracts traded on exchanges registered with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. The fund does not intend to invest in Bitcoin directly, or any other cryptocurrencies. The fund will seek to purchase a number of Bitcoin futures so that the total value of the Bitcoin underlying the Bitcoin futures held by the fund is as close to 100% of the net assets of the fund, the target exposure, as it is reasonably practicable to achieve, the filing said. It cautioned that there can be no assurance that the fund will be able to achieve or maintain the target exposure. NYDIG, which received a BIT license and a limited-purpose trust charter from the New York Department of Financial Services last year, is looking to raise $25 million through the fund. At press time, CME is the only exchange to offer cash-settled Bitcoin futures contracts in the U.S., while Bakkt intends to offer cash-settled Bitcoin futures starting next week. They will trade on ICE Singapore. The SEC has long been loath to approve certain fund products touching cryptocurrencies exchange-traded funds, ETFs, as the main example. However, Monday's approval may signal a slight shift in its stance. Indeed, Dahlia Blass, director of the SEX Division of Investment Management, appeared to reference the fund in a speech earlier this week, calling it a prime example of industry engaging with the agency on new types of products. Last year, I issued a public letter calling on the fund industry to engage in a dialogue on the investor protection and substantive issues presented by such investments, she said. These issues included valuation, custody, liquidity, arbitrage efficiency, and potential manipulation. The letter called for funds to find ways of answering these questions. As a result of this engagement, we are at the point that a registered closed-end interval fund with a Bitcoin futures strategy is preparing to launch, she said. To reach this point, the fund first responded to each of the issues identified in the staff letter. While Blass did not identify the NYDIG fund by name, she noted that it would invest in cash-settled Bitcoin futures, meaning it does not face crypto custody issues, and would value its holdings using the settlement price on a CFTC-registered futures exchange. She touted other aspects of the fund as examples of how it addresses her previously stated concerns. SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce took to Twitter to praise the approval, calling it a bit of progress. NYDIG declined to comment on the fund through a spokesperson. Microsoft is using blockchain to help firms trust AI. Microsoft is pitching blockchain technology as a way to make artificial intelligence less scary for its corporate customers. Much like consumers who are wary of AI, enterprises are queasy about putting their full trust in a black box where machine learning algorithms are indiscriminately applied to vast datasets. But Microsoft, which helps thousands of firms manage their data, claims a blockchain can add trust and a degree of transparency, assuaging such concerns. Underpinning this is a new tool called Azure Blockchain Data Manager, which the software giant released at its annual Ignite conference in Orlando, Florida, but was overshadowed by the announcement of a platform for creating enterprise tokens. Blockchain Data Manager takes on chain data and connects it to other applications. So transaction data from nodes or inside smart contracts can be sent to other databases or data stores. These are the sort of places where AI can be deployed, or in the case of supply chain, where Internet of Things (IoT) information can be brought to bear. From manufacturing to energy to public sector to retail, AI is digitally transforming businesses in every vertical, said Mark Mercuri, Principal Program Manager for Blockchain Engineering for Microsoft Azure, the company's cloud computing business. Blockchain can ensure that everything from the algorithms to the data going in and out of them is trustworthy. Acting as a trust anchor for downstream data analytics might sound like a rather abstract and modest innovation for blockchain. But blockchain on its own has shown few tangible benefits among companies that rode the initial wave of hype. Data trail. A distributed ledger can be used to look at the provenance of data before AI parses it, Mercuri said. Where did it come from? Where was it transformed? What was the code used to transform that? What was the input and the output of that transformation? The concept is plausible to Aviva Leighton, a vice president and distinguished analyst at Gartner Research. Blockchain, AI, and IoT could be combined in the tracking of shipments of organic beef from Argentina, for example, she said. In this case, the blockchain would allow participants to agree on all the conditions and exact location of the shipment, informing the distribution strategy further down the line, which is where AI might come in. Now, you could do that without blockchain, said Leighton, but with blockchain you get a shared, single version of truth and an immutable audit trail, so it's a much better source of data to feed your AI models. Microsoft's data manager is designed to be ledger agnostic, meaning it could be used with various types of blockchains, although the company's forays in the sector have traditionally been linked to Ethereum, including enterprise versions like JP Morgan's Quorum. Test customer. One of Microsoft's customers, Icertis, a cloud-based platform for contract management, tried out Blockchain Data Manager in preview, prior to the release at Ignite, and built use cases involving ethical supply chain contracts and the way certain subsidized pharmaceutical drugs are used. Icertis used Quorum for the data manager builds, but the firm has used R3's Corda as its main blockchain previous to that. An example that demonstrates the concept of trusted AI involves contracts that include a limitation of liability or a particular type of disaster recovery clause, for instance. By feeding data into an AI model, the level of risk for the end user, if they agree to the contract terms, can be predicted. Manish Darda, CTO and co-founder of Icertis, said the aim was to show the end user what made the AI reach its conclusion, proving that it was not prone to any kind of data-led bias. I can go in and see what data was used to reach that decision, said Darda. If my model is trained from that data, it gives me a transaction ID or a hash of the transaction written in the blockchain, and I can then go deep and say, hey, 2 years ago I got these 10 data points that I used in my machine learning model that influenced my calculation of risk, he said. KPMG2. Big Four consultancy KPMG also has a blockchain-based trusted AI release slated for January. Arun Ghosh, U.S. blockchain leader at KPMG, said a large part of machine learning is not data science but data engineering. It's cleaning and collating and integrating information, and then you run the algorithm, he said. What we are finding is that you can compress the data engineering process by adding a trusted layer that is immutable by nature. Multicoin Capital hires principal in Asia as crypto VCs look east. As American cryptocurrency markets remain relatively subdued, investors are turning to Asia for fresh lifeblood. Case in point, Multicoin Capital just hired Beijing-based investor Mabel Zhang, formerly of Nirvana Capital, to spearhead the venture firm's hunt for new deals in Asia. The Texas-based Multicoin started publishing research reports and announcements in Mandarin last summer, so Zhang will also help capitalize on the structurally broken information flow for secondary market investment, the company said in a blog post shared with CoinDesk. I think we'll see a wave of really interesting China-native projects and dApps come to market next year, Zhang said. We also believe a global presence is one of the best ways to deliver more sophisticated views to people in different markets. Multicoin is merely one of many American crypto hedge funds and venture capital firms seeking a foothold in token-hungry markets like China and Korea. For example, Polychain Capital increased its investment in the Chinese token project Nervous, alongside China Merchants Bank International, and sent partners to travel in Asia for a variety of meetings. Several firms have asked us for help in sourcing Asia partners and employees, Dragonfly Capital's Alexander Pak said in August. Asia leads the world in crypto users and adoption by a mile, it's not even close. Despite reports of a Chinese regulatory crackdown, which crop up routinely but have yet to quell demand, SimilarWeb indicates more than half of the traffic for the crypto exchange Huobi comes from mainland China in addition to 35% of the global traffic to OKEX. As of October, SimilarWeb shows Korea was the fourth greatest source of traffic for the token-centric site Etherscan, behind China and the United States, with the Korean exchange Bithum listed as the third most popular referral site in the world. However, Electric Capital co-founder Avichal Garg said he helms one of the few Silicon Valley funds not looking to expand in Asia because it is such a different universe that requires significant resources to address sustainably. You see a lot of trade volume. A lot of the pushing of boundaries is coming out of Asia, in part because the regulatory climate there is different, Garg said. But most funds are hiring more junior talent in Asia, which I think is a mistake. Dragonfly is potentially doing this the best where they have extremely high-caliber people in both geographies. Bridge building. Zhang may be in the first half of her career trajectory, but she also said she has a unique opportunity to leverage local knowledge. Localization is absolutely a key component in the accuracy and speediness of judgment, she said. For a fund to manage a global asset, it has to connect the geographic dots and seek to understand the behaviors driving each investment culture. In a letter sent to Multicoin's investors last month, the firm said, a significant amount of information travels through word of mouth, WeChat groups, and Mandarin-only social media properties. As such, the letter said, Mabel's job will be to close the information gap. In some ways, this renewed Asia push is a continuation of a trend that started during the 2018 bear market, when BlockTower Capital became one of the first funds to shift strategies by hiring multilingual Goldman Sachs alumni Steve Sung Kay and Lee. On the other hand, Zhang said this isn't a trend, it's a new way to look at stateless assets. From her perspective, crypto requires diverse investors with local cultural competence contributing to a mosaic approach. Crypto is one of the few assets that is truly global, she said. I think the biggest misconception is the urge to generically stereotype things with a tag of East or West. Key Bitcoin price indicator turns bearish, but it may not be bad news. View: Bitcoin's monthly MACD histogram, a lagging indicator, has turned bearish for the first time since May. A break below the recent low of $6,511 is needed to validate the MACD's bearish turn. That level may come into play if prices find acceptance under the December 4th low of $7,087. A UTC close above $7,087 November 29 high would revive the short-term bullish outlook. A widely followed long-term Bitcoin chart indicator has turned bearish for the first time since May. The monthly MACD, Moving Average Convergence Divergence, histogram, an indicator used to identify trend changes and gauge trend strength, has crossed below zero to indicate a bullish to bearish trend change in prices. Some observers have called the MACD's bearish turn bad news for Bitcoin. The indicator, however, is based on 12 and 26-month exponential moving averages, EMAs, and tends to lag prices. Therefore, the latest bear cross has limited predictive powers and is more a confirmation or result of the prevailing bearish trend as represented by the sell-off from the June high of $13,880 to the November low of $6,500. A popular Twitter analyst going by the name of Mr. Anderson at TrueCrypto28 told CoinDesk that, as the monthly MACD is a lagging indicator, traders should focus on smaller time frames. Even if we are about to interpret it as bearish, that is coming after a mover from $14,000 to $7,000 and is woefully late, Mr. Anderson said. If someone likes the MACD, the weekly is plenty proficient. And the daily would do you just fine as well. Some analysts may argue that monthly MACD crossovers have proved reliable in the past. For instance, BTC dropped sharply in 2014 and 2018 following bearish crossovers of the histogram. The MACD's move below zero in July 2018 was followed by 3 months of sideways trading and a sharp slide to levels below $4,000 in November. On similar lines, in 2014, Bitcoin fell from $490 to $150 in the 5 months following the confirmation of the bear cross in August. Even so, the latest crossover should not demoralize the bulls, as the broader market conditions are different today than those in the above instances. Back in 2014 and 2018, Bitcoin was coming off record highs and, with the histogram's bearish turn, traders likely found a reason to take profits or sell the cryptocurrency. This time, the MACD's shift is not preceded by record highs. The cryptocurrency topped out at $13,880, well short of the lifetime high of $20,000 at the end of June. More importantly, the 52% drop seen over the last 5 months is widely being viewed as a corrective move in a broader uptrend from lows near $4,000 seen in early April. Additionally, there are signs of seller exhaustion on the technical charts. Bitcoin charted a classic long-tailed hammer candle in the 3 days to November 26, signaling bearish exhaustion near six-month lows. The cryptocurrency posted a strong bullish follow-through in the following 3 days, confirming a bullish reversal. The short-term bullish case weakened with Wednesday's strong rejection at $7,800, however. Prices are still holding above $6,511, even so, meaning signal of seller exhaustion is still valid. The monthly MACD's bearish reading would gain credence only if prices find acceptance below $6,511. A UTC close above the November 29 high of $7,870 is needed to invalidate the lower highs setup and revive the short-term bullish case. A bullish close, if confirmed, would open the doors for $8,500. On the downside, $7,087 is key support. A drop below that level would validate an inverted bearish hammer created on December 4th and likely invite stronger selling pressure leading to a drop to recent lows near $6,500. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.